Actually speaking, as I said, most of the quarrels arise because of the lack of the stake of equilibrium. Therefore, in education, you should always train a child to arrive at a stake of equilibrium.
When it is so difficult for we the adults to arrive at that stage, and child is by nature very chanchal, restless, it is far more difficult to educate a child on that line.
There is one very enabling factor in the children. The children, when they are still pliable, they are more obedient than we are. If not immediately, but after some time, you see, you try on any adult, advise him, he will not like an advice. You advise a child, he will take it much more easily. It's the advantage of a childhood.
No, but what about the nature of...
It is chanchala, but it is fluctuating. Therefore, a moment comes in that very movement when equilibrium can be easily introduced if you are very careful. A good teacher is one who goes on observing the movement of the child. The very fact that he is chanchal, he doesn't remain fixed to one position. In adulthood, once you take a position, you become very fixed on it. In the case of children, because there is a constant fluctuation, he takes a position, but he is chanchal. That position gets moved after some time. And another situation arises more quickly. If you are very observant and if you are very good, a good teacher does not immediately negate the child's movement. He waits. When there is an equilibrium, for even for a short time, he makes use of it. We know, for example, when the children are about to sleep, there is not so much of rajas. Gradually you tell a good story. In the good story you give a good advice. And through that story you inject into the child a new attitude. Which during the daytime it was not so easy. Therefore the education of children is a continuous process. Our present system of education is not good because our education starts at 10 o'clock and ends at 5 o'clock. Or starts in the morning and then ends in the afternoon. But that is not education, properly speaking. Educational process is a continuous process in which the teacher or the parent, both of them are partners in education, and they should see when the child is more pliable. And you will find that the occasions the child is more pliable are more frequent than in the case of an adult. Take for example learning of a language. As an adult, it is so difficult to learn a language. As a child, it is so easy for me to learn a language. Why? Although the child is chanchal, why is it the child is more capable of learning a language? Because of this very movement, it is very easy for him to forget the past and to become quite free in the new.
But we can have two kinds of child. One child brought up in one environment at home, another brought up in a different environment.
There are differences. I was just talking
so
in general.
So the home environment is predominant?
Oh yes, you have many problems actually. What I am saying is in a general way, in the childhood, it is easier to plant a good seed than at a higher level. This is a general proposition, doesn't mean that in a higher level you cannot. You know, there is a sense in which at a higher level certain things are learned powerfully. But I am not talking of exceptional situations or more pronounced situations. I am talking in general terms, that in general, if you want to give good education to children, then create situations in which the children can forget the wrong things more easily, put them into a new situation in which equilibrium can be brought about more easily, and inject into the child in the state of equilibrium more and more. In any case, if you make an experiment with children, you will find that children give you many more occasions for arriving at equilibrium than many adults can. In fact, you know that adults, when they fight, they don't forget their fight. But children, when they fight, they forget next moment. Children may be fighting now. After 5-10 minutes, they must be hugging each other. And you wonder why this is, what has happened. It is because, precisely because of chanchala, there is so much of liquidity in the child's psychology, it is much more easy. That is why we are told that much depends upon the education system. You spoke also about the different homes, the different environments. Every home should create a condition, basically, that the sattvic qualities predominate in the atmosphere of the home. For example, you should not allow quarrel to take place in the presence of children, because quarrels always create a disequilibrium in the minds of the children. Some children begin to cry as soon as there is a quarrel among adult people. You must have seen many times. They are not affected. Mere witnessing other people quarreling, they begin to cry because they cannot bear it. Therefore, one condition that you should put down in your home is that do not allow quarrels to take place in the presence of children.